please support UGN. Gotta go, 11 o'clock at KOIN in Portland.
CBS News. Congress has ended a major confrontation with the White House by approving a compromise measure over aid to Turkey. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. The measure approved and sent to President Ford says U.S. military aid to Turkey can continue until December 10th, as long as no new American war material is sent to Cyprus. Earlier congressional attempts to immediately cut all military aid to Turkey resulted in an impasse with the White House, which delayed the congressional recess for the election campaign. The president has indicated he will accept the latest version of the aid bill, but reluctantly. President Ford is said to view it as an improper interference in Turkey's internal affairs. President Ford has vetoed a bill to expand public access to government documents and records. The president said he felt the measure could have jeopardized the safeguarding of diplomatic and military records. More news in a moment. Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, Vantage Press invites you to write to a leading New York publisher for a free illustrated brochure titled To the Author in Search of a Publisher. It explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. Just write to GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized, or controversial, this 52-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt publication. To get your copy, write to GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. That's GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Write to GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. Appearing before a congressional committee on Thursday, President Ford denied strongly that he made any deal to pardon Richard Nixon in return for Mr. Nixon's resignation. Here's part of what the president said.
At no time after I became president on August 9, 1974, was the subject of a pardon for Richard M. Nixon raised by the former president or by anyone representing him. Also, no one on my staff brought up the subject until the day before my first press conference on August 28, 1974.
Ford was giving testimony to a House Judiciary Subcommittee. After the president finished, the subcommittee chairman, Democrat William Hungate of Missouri, was asked if he is satisfied.
There are always missing answers, at least in my books, but I'm generally pleased with the manner in which the president approached this problem, and I thought he stated rather strongly that there was no deal, and that's what we really want to hear.
Hungate said he also expects to call Special Watergate Prosecutor Leon Jaworski when Congress returns to work next month. The wife of Vice President-designate Nelson Rockefeller is reported in excellent condition after undergoing surgery for removal of a cancerous breast. The operation performed Thursday in New York was similar to one performed 3 weeks ago on First Lady Betty Ford. Mrs. Rockefeller, who is 48 years old, is expected to remain in the hospital for a week to 10 days. The Oakland A's Thursday night won the World Series, beating the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-2 in Oakland. The A's got the title by winning four games in the series, while the Dodgers got only one win. It's the third consecutive World Series victory for Oakland. Only one other baseball team, the New York Yankees, has won three or more consecutive titles. The Yankees won five straight titles starting in 1949. They also got four straight titles starting in 1936. Rioting was reported Thursday night in Catholic sections of Belfast, Northern Ireland. Snipers fired on British Army troops. Cars and buses were set on fire. The outbreaks occurred as another 600 British troops arrived in Northern Ireland. Now this.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin, plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried Sinoff Sinus Spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's Sinoff Sinus Spray. When sinus flares up, use Sinoff tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
In Italy, more than 10 million workers Thursday took part in a peaceful protest marching through cities to demand protection against inflation and unemployment. Because of the marches, most of the offices, factories, docks, and airports in Italy were shut down. The workers also demanded that Italy's politicians settle their disputes immediately and form a new government. The coalition government of Premier Mariano Rumor fell 2 weeks ago. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
A group of Washington and Oregon residents has joined the political battle against U.S. Representative Wilbur Mills of Arkansas. The effort by the 46 Northwest residents began about a month before the controversial October 7th midnight ride of Wilbur Mills. Northwesterners who range from Kirkland, Washington to Milwaukee, Oregon, signed a letter to editors of several Arkansas newspapers urging Mills' defeat. The group explained that, as they put it, it's our opinion that he is personally responsible for thwarting rather than furthering meaningful tax reform on behalf of the common citizen for every year he has served as chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Ways and Means is the tax-writing vehicle of Congress. The group said if it were not for Mills' key committee position, his election would be strictly an Arkansas affair. Elsewhere, the FBI continues its search for clues to who blew up six transmission line towers, in Oregon last night. The governors of Idaho and Washington have joined to urge Oregonians to pass ballot measure 15, the steelhead bill, in November. That measure would prohibit the commercial sale of steelhead. Idaho and Washington already prohibit it. Congress has passed and sent to the White House a bill creating the John Day Fossil Beds National Park in eastern Oregon. President Ford has said he will sign that bill. The Oregon Cattlemen's Association says it wants to meet with President Ford for 15 minutes when the president visits Portland November 1. They say they'll suggest ways he can help the American cattle industry. 97 Sports. The NBA began another season of play tonight with two scheduled contests. The Phoenix Suns have defeated the Seattle Supersonics 114-97 in their opener for both teams. Phoenix guard Charlie Scott scored 32 points to lead the Suns to that rout. The Suns were ahead 58-40 at halftime and lapped all the way home. Archie Clark, acquired by the Sonics from Washington, led Seattle with 27 points. Fred Brown added 24. Rookie center Tom Burleson added 14 points. In the only other scheduled contest, New York upended expansion New Orleans 87-74. Most of the rest of the league gets underway tomorrow night with regular season play, including our Portland Trail Blazers. They meet the Cleveland Cavaliers at the MC. You'll hear all the action live right here on KOIN Sports Radio 97, beginning at 7:40 with the Lenny Wilkins Show. Weather for Portland, Vancouver, fair tonight. Hazy sunshine tomorrow and Saturday after brief morning fog. Lows in the low 40s, highs in the mid-70s tomorrow, near 70 degrees on Saturday. Light and variable winds, rain chance zero through tomorrow night. Currently in downtown Portland, we have 64 degrees at KOIN. The time is 11:08. The Mystery Theater is next. Good night.
K-O-I-N.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Some people call our kind of entertainment escape fiction. Well, that word has never been more appropriately used than to describe the story you're about to hear. It's about a man with a most unusual profession, a man who makes his livelihood by making escapes. But now, the great Ferlini is going to cap his exciting career with the greatest escape of all, even if it turns out to be the last escape. And if you think Houdini took great chances, wait until you hear what the great Ferlini has in mind.
That's right. I'm going inside that box in a bathing suit, and they're going to dump me right into the middle of the lake.
Joe, but that's crazy. It's too dangerous.
What you mean is I'm too old for it, huh? But I'll show you, baby. I'm not too old for the trick. Or for you.
Our mystery drama, The Last Escape, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Henry Slessor and stars Joan Lovejoy and Robert Dryden. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
When you buy a mid-sized car, you expect certain things from it, mainly a reasonable combination of comfort and economy. Well, friend, Buick has a mid-size to meet your expectations. The 1975 Century Regal. It's a joy to look at, a joy to ride in, and Buick's new V6 engine makes it a joy to drive, especially past gas stations.
Buick Century Regal, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Sure, I've heard that phrase, give to the college of your choice.
Good idea. And I know all colleges need more money, what with inflation and all. It's just that since I graduated, I've been so busy, not just with my career, but with the community affairs, too, I haven't found the time to reevaluate.
Take the time now and give more to the college of your choice. Now.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Madame Xanadu, can you really tell me anything about my future?
If you concentrate and gaze with me into the crystal ball. Ah, yes, it is beginning to clear. I can almost see.
Oh, tell me what you see, Madame Xanadu.
I see that you are coming into some money.
I am?
Yes, and you will continue to receive even more.
Oh, how much money will I get, Madame Xanadu?
You will receive $4.20.
$4.20?
Yes, every payday. Because you will lower the amount of federal income tax you now have withheld from your pay.
Oh, for heaven's sake. What else do you see in that ball?
I see you filling out a new W-4 form so that you can begin receiving your windfall.
This message presented on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service.
The glamorous Tropicana Supper Club. The music is playing, the palm trees are swaying, but unfortunately, the music is being produced by a sleazy three-piece band, the palm trees are papier-mâché, and the Tropicana isn't in the tropics. It's New Jersey. If there is any glamour here, it's the glamour of illusion. And that's what the customers have come to see.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's what you've all been waiting for. Direct from Command Performances in London, Paris, and Rome, the man who defies ropes, chains, locks, handcuffs, steel boxes, and prison bars, the one, the only true successor to the immortal Houdini, here he is, Fellini the Great!
Thank you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to be here with you this evening. You know, some people have asked me why I do these things. Why I continue to risk injury and even death in order to demonstrate my ability to escape from any bonds devised by mortal man. But let me tell you the reason. It's because of a deep, abiding love of liberty. To demonstrate the indefatigable spirit of man in his quest for personal freedom. A freedom which each one of us enjoys in this wonderful country of ours. And now I'd like to introduce you to a lovely young lady who is going to assist me in my demonstration this evening. Here she is, Miss Wanda Wilson. As you can see, Miss Wilson is holding something in her hand. It's a straitjacket designed to restrain the most violent madman. Madness, as you know, often increases the strength of its victim enormously. But this jacket has been created so skillfully that experts will swear that there is no way out of one. The great Houdini, however, once proved that it can be done. And tonight, before your eyes, I am going to attempt to duplicate his astonishing escape. What is it?
Yes, Fellini.
Please ask two men from the audience to assist us.
Yes, Fellini. Now, how about, what about you two gentlemen? Will you help out?
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, if you two gentlemen will just put the jacket on me. Yeah, that's right. I fold my arms around my torso, and then you secure every strap. Yeah, that's it. Just as tight as you can now. Yeah, that's right. Every single one of them. A little tighter. Tighter. Make sure there's absolutely no way I could get out of it. Thank you, gentlemen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, to spare you the sight of my agonies, Wanda will place a screen in front of me.
Here it is, Fellini.
Wanda. Wanda, can you come here a minute?
No, Tommy, not now. The actor.
I've got to talk to you. Can you meet me later?
I don't know.
Please.
I'll try. That's all I can say.
See, now one strap is torn or broken. The straitjacket is in perfect condition. But I am free. I'll tell you one thing about this escape. You don't have to be crazy to try it, but it helps.
Wanda, I'm over here.
Tommy, I can't talk too long.
Why'd you come out without a coat? You'll freeze to death.
I couldn't very well have put a coat on. Joe would have asked where I was going.
Where is he now?
In the dressing room. I gotta get back there.
He really keeps tabs on you, doesn't he?
You know how he is. What did you want?
You know what I wanted. To see you. To see you alone for a change.
Oh, Tommy.
They really liked your husband tonight, didn't they?
Oh, it's that kind of a crowd. They liked you, too.
Thanks.
I didn't mean it that way. I mean, well, you know what I think of you, Tommy. Your singing, I mean.
Is that all you mean? My singing?
Tommy, don't. Not here, not in this filthy alley.
Where, then? There's no place I can ever see you. No place at all.
But it can't be helped. Joe has to know where I am every minute. He goes crazy if he doesn't see me around all the time. Not that he's jealous. He thinks too much of himself to be jealous of me. He just has to know I'm around, admiring him, waiting on him hand and foot.
He treats you like a slave.
Tommy, I got to go. He's probably foaming at the mouth right this minute.
Wanda, please, listen. One kiss. One.
All right. Oh, Lord, why does someone like you have to come along now?
Hey! Where were you?
I told you, I went to get some cigarettes from the machine.
You shouldn't smoke. I never smoked in my life. You think I could have lungs like mine if I smoked? I got the lungs of a 20-year-old, you know that?
Yeah, I know.
Boy, I really felt good out there tonight. I could have done a steel box bust out tonight. That's how good I felt. Hey, you see that little guy who put me in a straitjacket? Little guy thought he was going to fix me. See how tight he worked the straps?
I was there, Joe.
The little guys, they're the worst. It's a pleasure to fool them.
Joe, what do you say? Are you just going to keep staring into that mirror all night?
I like what I see. Don't you like what I see?
I never knew anyone who liked to look at himself the way you do.
49 years old. Nobody would ever take me for 49. What do you say?
You're a Greek god, Joe. And speaking of Greeks, we're invited out to dinner tonight. Roscoe is buying.
Roscoe, he spoils my appetite. You hear him talk, the escape business is dead. He should have seen that crowd tonight, that's all I say. He's no different.
Well, he booked you into this job, didn't he? He ought to know if it's dead or not.
Only thing wrong with the escape business is it don't get enough publicity. That's the only thing.
All right, Joe.
Everything comes back. Old movies come back. Old songs. Even old clothes. Only you gotta make a splash. And I mean a splash.
Joe, you're not gonna start that again, are you?
Start what?
With Roscoe. You're not gonna start talking about that water business again, are you? I'm sick of that subject.
Ah, you're getting old, Wanda. That's your trouble. The water trick is the best idea I had in years.
Don't talk to me about age. You're no chicken, Joe, and don't forget it. An escape like that could be too much for you to handle.
So I'm no chicken, huh? Listen, sugar. I count 10 new wrinkles on your face since last week. Take a good look in a mirror.
Oh, stop it, Joe.
Go on, take a look.
You're hurting me.
Go on, I said. Look at yourself.
Stop it.
You call it old, huh? I'm younger than you, baby. I can't
hide this. All right. Just let me go.
That's right. Turn on the tears.
Not everybody thinks I'm old, Joe. Not everybody.
You should have seen me tonight, Phil. I was the best. That crowd really ate it up. Didn't they, Wanda?
Yeah, it was a good crowd for that crummy joint.
Don't knock crummy joints. Not if they pay off every Friday.
Listen, after tonight, I wouldn't be surprised if they booked me for another month.
I'd be surprised. You close next week.
What?
I told you it was a 3-week engagement, Joe.
Yeah, but you said... I mean, maybe it would go longer.
Well, that's as far as it goes.
Okay, we'll find someplace else, right? Someplace better than that crummy Tropicana.
Sure.
I'm telling you, Phil, the escape business is coming back. And when it does, I'm going to be right on top.
You're practically the only one left.
All I need is one good break, one good publicity stunt.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Starting with that water trick again?
Yeah, that's right.
But you're going to stop bothering me about that.
I don't stop bothering you until we do it.
Look, Joe, you know as well as me that times are different. 20-30 years ago, a good press agent could ballyhoo an escape artist right onto the front pages. Only Houdini's been dead a long time.
Sure, Houdini's dead. But I'm alive. Me, Joe Fellini.
It's one thing about you, Joe. You never had any trouble with false modesty.
Listen, what could Houdini do that I can't? I work with the ropes, the chains, irons. I can get out of boxes, bags, hampers, chests. I can do all the handcuff routines. Nobody does a faster straitjacket than me. Besides, you know that Houdini used a lot of phony trick stuff.
And I suppose you don't?
Sure, sometimes. I got my skeleton keys, my phony bolts, and all that other junk. But you know me, Phil. I do my best tricks with muscle and brains, right?
Sure. You're the greatest, Joe.
Yeah, I keep in shape. Ask Wanda here. 1 hour a day with the barbells. Yeah, I still got a terrific chest expansion. I can do this water trick, Bill. It'll be great.
You know something, Wanda? Maybe the only way to stop your husband from talking about this is to let him do it.
Oh, Phil, no.
All right, Joe, how do you plan to work the act?
I'll really do it up good, Phil. First, I'll let him handcuff me. I mean, genuine cuffs. All checked out by the chief of police or somebody like that.
And what makes you think I can line up the chief of police?
Then after I'm handcuffed, the rope around my body around 50 feet. Then they put me in a burlap sack and tie it up good. Then they put the whole works into a steamer trunk and dump me right in the middle of the lake. How's that sound?
Like sudden death.
Don't worry about it. 2 minutes after that trunk goes into the water, out I come. Then all I gotta do is swim.
How do you plan to do it?
Oh, I ain't giving away no trade secrets, Phil. All I can say is I got a new gimmick that'll make him more sensational than even the water trick Houdini did.
Phil, you can't let him go through with this. It's a trick for a young man.
I can do it, I said. Just tell me when we start, Phil.
I'll tell you when, Joe. As soon as you can prove to me that you can swim.
I never thought you'd be able to get away from that guy, Wanda.
Well, Joe finally went someplace he couldn't take me.
Where's that?
To a men's gym. He went to swim in their pool.
What for?
Oh, he's going to do a trick. He calls it the water trick. He gets handcuffed and tied and all that, and then they dump him into the lake in a big steamer trunk.
Ooh. That sounds pretty dangerous.
And the only danger would be Joe getting too winded to swim to the surface. I know he can get out of the cuffs and the ropes and all that, but...
It seems to me that if the slightest thing went wrong...
Oh, he'll take all the precautions, or we will, rather.
We?
Well, I help him out with the trick part of it.
Oh. Then there is a trick.
Part of it's a trick, naturally.
But, even tricks go wrong sometimes, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Did anything like that ever happen to your husband?
Well, yeah, once. He couldn't open the lock on his handcuffs. See, he had a key hidden in the cuff of his trousers, but it slipped out of his hand and fell between the cracks of the floorboard. He wasn't hurt or anything. It was just a wicker basket escape on stage.
I see. But if anything like that happened now, I mean, at the bottom of a lake...
But that would be terrible. It'd be awful.
Yeah. It would be really tragic, wouldn't it?
I don't want to think about any such thing. I just don't want to think about it.
No, of course not, Wanda. At least, we won't think about it tonight.
Well, unless I heard wrong, it sounds to me that I've just heard a conversation about murder. No, the word wasn't spoken. The plans weren't made. But it wasn't difficult to hear between the lines. Will Mrs. Joe Ferlini really spoil the grandiose plans of Ferlini the Great? We'll find out when we return shortly with Act Two.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ed McMahon. Welcome once again to Million Dollar Question. Madam.
Yes, yes.
What is your name, please?
My name is Jones, Geraldine Jones.
Geraldine Jones.
That is correct.
We're about to ask you the $1 million question.
$1 million?
Yes, if you're correct, you'll win $1 million.
Honey, hush.
Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, here's the question. What is the largest selling beer in the entire world?
Budweiser!
You're right.
Budweiser!
You just won $1 million.
Would you give it to me in Budweiser?
Of course. Be sure and watch Flip Wilson. And the name of the special is Flip Wilson, of course.
My guests are going to be Peter Sellers, Lily Tomlin, Richard Pryor.
And, of course, Flip Wilson. That's Flip Wilson, of course. This Friday night on TV. Sponsored by Budweiser. Of course. What more can I say?
When you say Budweiser.
Of course.
You've said it all.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
You're 17. Well, that's plenty old. Old enough to know about things like grass and speed and acid and smack. We probably can't tell you anything about the stuff you haven't already heard, or maybe even found out for yourself. So we don't intend to give you any advice. You wouldn't listen. But the trouble is, neither will your kid brother. He doesn't know half of what you know. He doesn't know how dope can affect your body. He's never spent a violent night hugging a friend who is on a bad trip, or watch a guy nod off in class and fall to the floor. He's just a kid, and a real setup for anybody out there selling the stuff. We'd like to warn your little brother. Too bad he doesn't trust us. We can't get to him. But maybe you can.
An Advertising Council campaign. The engagement is over for Ferlini the Great at the Tropicana Supper Club. But now Joe Ferlini and his wife have a new address, a small and rather shabby hotel which bears the name of Lakeview, undoubtedly because it's located on the edge of Lake Paradise. This afternoon, Wanda Ferlini is alone and bored, disinterested in her copy of Variety, tired of reading about the success of others. But then...
1 second. Tommy.
Hello, Wanda. Surprised?
Of course I am. What are you doing here?
Isn't it obvious I came to see you?
No. Scratch that. For publication, I came to audition for a singing job at the Lake Paradise Inn.
Is that the truth?
You know what the truth is. Look, can I come in?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I've already tried to get a job at the inn, nothing doing there. But Ferlini doesn't have to know that, does he?
You shouldn't have come here, Tommy. It won't look right.
Where is he?
Joe, he's at the lake swimming. That's all he's been doing for days now, practicing his swimming.
Then he's really going to go through with it, the water trick.
Oh, he's going through with it, all right. His agent, you know, Phil Roscoe.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he's actually getting excited about it. Can you imagine? He's been doing a terrific job of lining up publicity.
Publicity won't help Ferlini, Wanda. You know it won't. He's old hat. That escape stuff died when Houdini did.
Well, you never know, Tommy. I mean, he's actually gotten the local chief of police to cooperate. He's going to make sure that the handcuffs are absolutely genuine.
But your husband can still get out of them, right?
Well, yeah, he always does.
How?
Tommy, I told you I didn't want to talk about that anymore. I don't like what you're... Well, you know what I mean.
You don't like what I'm implying, right?
No, I can't blame it on you. I'm the one who did all the implying. I'm the one who said that if one little thing goes wrong, Joe's a dead man. He'll drown.
One little thing.
We've got to stop this. Good Lord, we can't talk about murder like if it's something casual.
Murder? Isn't that what we decided? Just because something goes wrong with the act, that isn't murder. We're not going to be arrested for
it. Please, Tommy, I'm trying to forget what we said.
Did you forget saying that you love me?
No. No, I didn't forget that.
Is it still true?
You know it is.
Wanda.
Tommy, don't. What if he walked in? Then you know who'll get murdered. You and me, both of us.
How's he been treating you?
Worse than ever. Every day it's worse. All he thinks about is the act, night and day. Escape, escape, escape. Oh, sometimes I think I'll go crazy, Tommy. I mean it.
Easy, easy.
He wakes up in the middle of the night, throws off the covers, and takes a bow.
Wanda, what's this?
What?
These handcuffs. Are these the ones he uses in his act?
Well, those are the new cuffs.
The ones he plans to use for the water trick?
Yeah, that's right.
Hmm. They look real, all right.
They are real.
Oh, then they're not trick handcuffs?
No. This police chief who's going to inspect them, he's an expert in this kind of thing. Oh, he'd spot a trick cuff in 2 seconds.
But Ferlini still gets out of them.
Well, he has to. He can't get out of the ropes or the sack and then the steamer trunk.
Okay. Then tell me how he does it. You must know, Wanda.
Yeah, I know.
Well, then show me.
Okay.
Hey, what are you doing?
Putting the cuffs on you.
I'm no escape artist.
I'll show you how to be one, Tommy. There. Now, see if you can get your hands loose.
Well, I can't. It's impossible.
That's right. It's impossible. Without this.
Oh, a key.
Yeah, just this tiny key. That's all it takes. Just turn the key and it's open.
Now, you telling me that he has the key with him when he goes into that lake?
Well, of course. There's no other way.
I mean, the key is hidden someplace, like in the trunk or the bag, someplace like that.
Oh, he can't take the chance with this trick. Every single piece of equipment will be thoroughly checked out by the police.
Well, then how will he manage the key?
Well, he hasn't told me that yet. Usually he has it sewn into the cuff of his trousers.
Uh-huh. And is that what he's going to do now?
Well, I just don't know, Tommy.
Well... all I know is this. What we talked about still makes sense to me. Very good sense. All you have to do is make sure that Ferlini the Great has the wrong key.
Look at that story, Phil. Just look at it. 4 big columns all about me.
And don't get carried away, huh? It's a big story, but a very little paper. Circulation 10,000, maybe.
No, that don't matter. It's the beginning. Just the beginning. When I pull that stunt on Saturday morning, I'll be on all the wire services. You wait and see.
I just hope you don't end up in the obituary column.
Ah, stop worrying about me.
Well, I'd worry a lot less if you'd tell us how you're going to do this trick, Joe.
That's what I keep asking him. I've been working for this guy for 18 years, and I know every stunt he pulls. Only this time...
This time, I'm doing something different. Something really terrific.
Look, will you tell us what it is, Joe? I'm knocking myself out, rounding up the press, getting the police to cooperate. I even got us a motorboat free of charge to take you out in the middle of the lake.
Yeah. Doing a real good job, Phil. I know you wouldn't let me down.
I haven't even told you the best part. I got a big news magazine guy coming out.
What?
That's right. It's a guy I used to know a long time ago. He works on the show business section. I talked him into coming out. If he likes what he sees, well, who knows? You might get some pretty good national publicity.
Hey, that's great, Phil. That's just terrific.
Only I'll tell you this, pal. If I don't learn some details, I'm going to be tempted to call the guy and put him off. I don't want him to come all the way out here just to see a guy get himself drowned. That's not the kind of news I want to see printed.
Come on, Joe. Tell us what you're going to do.
Okay. You want the scoop? Here's how it goes. The steamer trunk is no problem. It'll have a phony bottom. Canvas bag is no sweat either. That'd be the usual type I use. Pull the thread on top, the whole seam comes open.
Yeah, I know about those gimmicks.
As for the ropes, that'll be pure muscle. I'll just make with the chest and muscle expansion. By the time they load the trunk on a motorboat, I'll be out of the ropes. By the time they're ready to dump me in the lake, I'll be out of the canvas bag.
But first you have to get the handcuffs off.
Sure. That's the most important part.
What's it going to be, the key in your cuff?
Well, what's so funny?
There ain't going to be any cuffs.
What?
You heard me. I figure that's the first thing those smart guys will be looking for. Me having a key hidden. So I'll fool them. Completely.
How?
I mean, I let the cops examine me from head to foot to make sure I'm not hiding a key on me. And instead of pants... I'll wear a bathing suit.
Are you nuts?
Joe, you've got to have a key. There's no other way to get those handcuffs open.
Oh, sure. I'll have it on me. Because you're going to pass it to me, honey.
Me?
That's right.
Well, how will I do that and get away with it?
Ah, that's the part I just dreamed up, and it's a beauty. You're my wife, see? You're going to have to kiss me goodbye before I go into that steamer trunk, right?
Yeah.
Well, guess what you have in your mouth when you give me that kiss?
The key.
Yeah, that's right. You'll kiss me bye-bye and pass that key from your mouth to mine. And that way, I'll be able to slip the key into the lock with my teeth. Get it?
It's a good gimmick, Joe.
It's beautiful, Phil. Beautiful. It can't miss.
Yeah, it does make sense. Nobody would think it's strange that I kiss you goodbye.
You're the most natural thing in the world, honey. After all, any wife would kiss her husband when she may never see him again.
That's it, Joe. Just breathe deep. Get plenty of oxygen into your lungs. You're going to need it.
Oh, stop worrying about me, Phil. I feel great. I feel terrific. Hey, how's that crowd out there?
It's okay. Maybe 100 people. I didn't count it.
Yeah, but that guy's there, isn't he? One from the news magazine?
Yeah, he's here and a couple of other newspaper guys. One of them from New York.
Yeah, it's going to work, Phil. I can tell. I'm going to really make it back to the big time.
Well, if you're ready, the chief is waiting for you.
I'm ready.
Chief Wallace? I'd like you to say hello to the great Ferlini.
I do, Mr. Ferlini. I sure hope you know what you're doing.
Ferlini, this is Mr. Ralph Crimmins, president of the local Chamber of Commerce, Frank Petty of the Lake Paradise Tribune, and you've already met Dave Brooks, our motorboat pilot.
Well, let's get started, huh? It's a warm day, and I want to go in for a little dip.
Chief Wallace.
Yeah.
Would you begin by placing the handcuffs on Mr. Ferlini?
I certainly will.
Now, you've examined these cuffs, Chief, and you're sure they're genuine?
Oh, they're genuine, all right.
Would you clap them on, please?
Right. There you are, Mr. Ferlini.
Now, if you other gentlemen will please tie this rope around the great Ferlini's body. Make as many knots as you wish.
Can I lend a hand there, too? I
Used to be a Boy Scout.
Oh, help yourself, Chief.
May I please have the canvas bag?
Right here.
Thank you. Now, as soon as these gentlemen have finished tying up the great Ferlini, we'll put the canvas bag over his head and lower him into the steamer truck.
Don't worry, Wanda. I'm going to be fine.
Perhaps you'd like to kiss your husband goodbye, Mrs. Ferlini.
From the looks of things, I'd say that would be a very good idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, the motorboat has stopped in the middle of the lake. Now, please watch carefully. Now, the trunk has been brought to the end of the boat. Chief Wallace and Dave Brooks, our pilot, are carefully lowering it over the side. And there it goes, into the water. The steamer truck has gone straight to the bottom of the lake like a stone. The great Ferlini is inside in the greatest life and death struggle of his career. Can he work his way free of those steel manacles? Can he escape from 50 yards of rope bound tightly around his body? Can he get out of the canvas sack that covers him from head to foot? Can he break through the solid locks of that trunk and manage to reach the surface on time?
Wanda. Tommy, you shouldn't have come here.
I just thought it would have been better.
It's 15 seconds now. 15 long, long seconds for the great Ferlini.
Wanda, what? Is everything all right?
Please, don't talk to me now, Tommy. Not now.
I'm sorry. I've missed you so much these past 3 days.
I couldn't see you. You know we shouldn't be seen together.
Well, I don't see why not.
There he is.
Everybody knows we're friends. We met at the Tropicana.
30 seconds. The great Ferlini has been underwater, sealed in that trunk for a full 30 seconds. And there's no sign of him. Is he all right?
Wanda, I talked to the manager of the inn again. He thinks he may have a spot for me at the show at the end of next
week. God's sake, Tommy, how can you talk about show business now?
Well, isn't that what this is all about? Show business?
Wanda, for God's sake, what's happening out there?
I don't know. How should I know?
Why doesn't he come up? He said he'd be up in 20 seconds, no more than
that. I just don't know, Phil.
45 seconds and he's not up. It's got to be all right. It's got to be. Everything went just the way we planned.
Hey, there isn't a sign of him, not a ripple on the water.
He's gone. Phil, it didn't work. It didn't work.
He's not coming up. He's drowned.
No.
Joe's drowned.
Well, it looks as if the trick has failed. Or perhaps you could say that the trick has been too successful. The one played on Ferlini the Great by his not-so-loving wife. Now, the question remains, will the crime go unpunished? Or does fate have at least one more trick up its sleeve? We'll find out shortly when we return with Act 3.
There's a fresh new spirit sweeping the land. A free spirit that demands good products. Products that satisfy your sense of good taste and desire for economy. But above all, products that perform. Buick has been touched by this spirit. And this year, our crisply designed, solidly built Buicks will bring joy even to the most demanding of free spirits. The 1975 Buicks, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone. Stanley Myron Handelman.
Did you know you can have a college grad's career without 4 years of college? All you need is a year or two of technical education to work in fields like engineering, health service, automotive design, and forestry. The facts are in a free booklet called 25 Technical Careers in 2 Years or Less. Just write, Careers, Washington, D.C., 20202.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Some people think we play ping pong all day. They're wrong. The USO isn't all fun and games. Today, the USO has millions of problems like this one in Germany.
My family's going crazy living in a tiny apartment. Where can we live?
Today's USO has millions of problems like this one in Asia.
I'm hooked on drugs. Where can I get help?
Or this problem in Athens.
Our marriage is breaking up. Can you help us?
Today's USO has little time for ping pong. We've got serious work to do. We've got lots of new problems here and overseas. The problems are big. How big? Well, if someone asks you, who needs the USO? Tell them,
we do! We do!
Over 5 million American military personnel and their families need today's USO. And because we get no government funds, we need all your support. please give to USO through the United Way or local USO campaign.
The great Ferlini is dead. His waterlogged body, still loosely bound in rope, still encased in a canvas bag, which became his shroud, still in the steamer trunk, which became his coffin, has been removed from Lake Paradise. Now it's a time of mourning and a time of questions.
I'm really sorry to be bothering you folks at a time like this, but in cases like these, we need to produce certain facts for the coroner's office. You understand?
Yes, of course, Lieutenant. It's just that there isn't much to say about Joe's death. Things went wrong. That's all there is to it.
Well, that's what we'd like to know. What things went wrong, exactly?
Oh, how can anybody answer that? So many things can go haywire with an act like that.
That's the truth, Lieutenant. An escape act is a matter of split-second timing. Everything's got to be done carefully, precisely. If one factor goes badly, well, you saw what happened.
I told Joe not to go through with this. He was just too old for such a dangerous stunt.
He'd never tried this water trick before?
No, never.
No. It was Houdini. Houdini did it. Joe always wanted to do something to make him better known than Houdini.
Houdini's been gone a long time. Did he still consider him competition?
Yeah, that's the way Joe was. Alive or dead, the only thing that mattered was reputation. Fame.
Did you try to stop him from this attempt, Mrs. Ferlini?
Yes, I did. I did everything I could. I pleaded with him. I begged him.
Maybe it was my fault, Lieutenant. Maybe I should have listened to Mrs. Ferlini. But Joe just kept after me about it.
His reflexes were too slow. That was the real trouble.
Well, that makes sense, I guess, Mrs. Ferlini. But it isn't a fact. I still need a rough idea of what might have gone wrong. I guess that means you'll have to tell me how he intended to get out of that steamer trunk.
Well, I don't know if we can do that, Lieutenant.
You mean you don't know?
Well, I mean, it's still a professional secret.
The man is dead, Mr. Roscoe.
Yeah, but just the same, I mean, well, you don't know the pride people like Joe Ferlini take in their work, in their methods. If I tell you how he did his tricks, it would be kind of a betrayal.
Look, I appreciate how you feel, Mr. Roscoe, but I'm not going to publish any expose on the man. I've just got to supply some answers for the record.
Well, I just don't see the point of it. It could have been any of a dozen things.
Well, just name some.
All right. Obviously, he couldn't get the handcuffs off. The key must have dropped out of his mouth.
What key?
You didn't find a key?
We weren't looking for one.
Well, there was a key, all right. Wanda passed it to him before he got into the trunk.
But his arms were bound to his side. How could he open the cuffs, even with a key?
With his teeth. Joe's done that 100 times. But this time, well, he couldn't make it.
Well, he searched the trunk. It was empty.
It probably fell out of the trunk when they opened it. It's only a tiny key. A fish probably swallowed it by now.
I see. And if Ferlini couldn't get out of the cuffs...
He couldn't get out of the ropes. Or the canvas sack. Or the steamer trunk. And then the air began to give out.
Oh, Phil, that's enough, please. That's enough.
Yeah, yeah, Mrs. Ferlini, okay. I guess that's enough for today. It's pretty obvious what happened, and I guess it'll be obvious to the coroner, too. Death by misadventure. Death by misadventure. Now, that's what I'd call a perfect description.
Oh, how can you sound so happy about it?
Why should I be unhappy?
Tommy, the man is dead. He died a horrible death.
He died doing what he wanted to do. What more can a man ask?
No. No, you know the real truth. He died because of me. Because I gave him the kiss of death.
Now, don't say things like
that. But it's true. It's absolutely true. I gave him his final kiss, and I passed the wrong key from my lips to
his. You don't have to worry about that. You said the police never found the key to the handcuffs.
No. No, they never found the key. They can't trace his death to me.
Well, then you're safe.
Safe? Is that what you call it? I killed him, Tommy.
You paid him back for a lifetime of torture.
He was never happier in his whole life. I never saw him so happy. He thought he was going to be so famous.
Look, try to stop thinking about it so much.
Do you think I slept a wink last night? All I could think about was the way that trunk looked when it slid into the lake with Joe inside of it. Then the way we waited and waited and...
Wanda,
and then
cut
the trunk
out,
coming
huh?
up all wet and slimy and Joe still inside. Oh, my God, tell me, I never had a nightmare that bad in my life when it was all true.
Well, there's something else that's true. Joe Frullini is being buried this morning. And that means you'll never have to worry about his mistreating you again.
Yeah. I won't have to worry about living with Joe anymore. Now I'll have to worry about living with myself.
You don't have to live by yourself. You've got me now, Wanda.
Oh, please, Tommy, not now. I can't listen to such talk now. Not on the way to the funeral.
Dear friends, we are gathered here today to consign the mortal remains of Joseph Martin Frullini to the earth which bore him. Joseph Frullini was a man of courage and strength, a man who devoted his life to bring pleasure to others. He was, in fact, a man who sacrificed his life to that devotion. He used to say to his audiences, "I wish to demonstrate that there is something in the human spirit which cannot be chained. And there is something called the human soul which cannot be kept behind bars." This was Joseph Frullini, who died performing the work of his life. And who can say...
Excuse me. Is this a Frullini funeral?
Right. I beg your pardon?
I don't mean to interrupt you, Reverend, but this is the Frullini service, right?
Yes, that's true.
Well, I'm sorry to break this up, but I'm from the county coroner.
Bill, what's going on?
I don't know. Let's go see.
Really, I can't imagine what this is all about.
I'm afraid the funeral services can't continue. You see, we have orders to attach the body of Joseph Frullini.
Yes, but surely...
What's going on here? What's the matter?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Are you Mrs. Frullini?
Yes.
Why'd you stop the service?
I have a court order. Coroner is requesting a further examination of the remains.
What?
I'm afraid I'll have to open the coffin, Mrs. Frullini.
Open the coffin? You can't mean that. He's going to be buried. You can't open his coffin
here.
Come
on, you can't get away with that.
I don't have any choice. Now, there's a caretaker's cottage on the grounds, and we can use that for the examination. Would you gentlemen please pick up the coffin and follow me?
Bill, don't let them do it.
Hush, one. It's all right. I'm sure it's just a formality.
Please, the sooner we get this over with, the better. All right, now. Please stand back while I open the coffin.
Oh, my God, I don't want to look.
Don't let it bother you, Wanda. You saw Joe when he was in the funeral parlor. He'll look just the same now.
Would you give me a hand with this lid?
Yeah, sure.
Whoa,
it's empty. Dear Lord in heaven.
What did you say?
Don't look, Wanda.
But he's gone. Well, how could he get out of his own coffin?
Gone? Did you say Joe is gone? He's escaped!
All right, Mr. Roscoe, let's hear the whole story from the beginning.
Look, I'm really sorry about this, Lieutenant. It was just something I couldn't help. I mean, a promise is a promise.
Yes, and breaking the law is breaking the law.
I'm not under arrest, am I?
Well, we'll determine that after you tell me the truth.
Well, you got to understand the way things are in my profession. Everything is showmanship. Everything. That's what my life has been for the past 30 years.
Is that how long Frullini was your client?
Practically. In the early days, everything was different. Ballyhoo, crazy stunts, way-out schemes for getting publicity. You know how it is.
What about the missing body?
Well, it was like a pact that I made with Joe.
A pact?
Yeah. That's the kind of guy he was. A showman to the end. And I really mean the end.
Well, what was the deal?
He made me promise him that if anything happened to him, if he died, that I would arrange for one last escape. Something that would make him remembered even longer than Houdini.
Are you telling me this was all a cheap publicity stunt?
No, it was a trick, Lieutenant. That's the word for it. I slipped the undertaker $100, and he arranged to have Ferlini buried someplace secretly. Then he put an empty coffin in the hearse with some slates in the bottom to give it weight.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Man from the coroner's office. He was a phony, too. It was an actor I hired so we could open the coffin right on the spot. You see what I mean? Showmanship.
Yes, I see what you mean, all right. But I suppose you know what the effect of your showmanship has been.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about Mrs. Ferlini.
Yeah, I feel rotten about that. But I couldn't tell her in advance, Lieutenant. Joe made me swear not to tell anyone. He wanted the mystery to last forever and ever. The last escape of Ferlini the Great.
But considering what happened to Mrs. Ferlini, you had to tell the truth.
Yeah, I had to. Tell me, how is she, Lieutenant? Where have you got her now?
As a matter of fact, she's right next door.
How's she doing? Look for yourself. Oh, my God. Wanda. Wanda.
She's completely out of her head, Mr. Roscoe. And she isn't the escape artist her husband was. She can't get out of that straitjacket. Well, so Wanda Ferlini does go to prison for her crime. But in this case, it's the kind of prison whose bars are created in one's own mind. And it may well be the most cruel and unusual punishment of all. By the way, you may be interested to know that some doctors prefer to call a straitjacket a camisole. I think it's a much more suitable word, especially if it's going to be worn by a lady. I'll be back shortly.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love, but give your cold.
Yes.
The contract, the sooner the better.
The common cold is a rotten thing. You miss so much. Sneezing, drips, and congestion can drag you down. Then ask yourself the contact question. 6 or 3 or 1? You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. That's daytime, then nighttime relief. Both the others are things for aches and fever, and the liquid, something for coughs. Not found in Contact 600 Tiny Time Pills.
Give your cold to Contact.
6 or 3 or 1, take Contact, only as directed.
It's really a pity that the days of Houdini and his like seem to be gone. However, we think Joe Ferlini was right. Everything does come back. And we can probably look forward to seeing a whole new generation of escape artists, magicians, and illusionists. In fact, you're enjoying one of the greatest illusionists of all time right this minute. It's called Radio. Our cast included Robert Dryden, Joan Lovejoy, Joseph Julian, Russell Horton, and Bob Caliban. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
You mean she felt that guilty about what had happened?
Guilty enough to seek punishment for herself. And she did. She punished herself by losing the use of her legs.
And so your treatment was able to cure her.
Yes, I'm happy to say.
It couldn't cure me. See, I didn't lose the use of my hands for any kind of reason like that. I mean, it's just some sort of nerve damage.
Well, if that's the diagnosis of your physician, that it's purely physical and incurable.
But I didn't say that. See, I mean, my doctor has never used the word incurable. I have been hoping for years that it would just heal itself.
This is KOIN in Portland. It's 12. CBS News. President Ford has vetoed a measure designed to give the public greater access to government documents. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The measure would have opened more government records for public scrutiny under the Freedom of Information Act, but President Ford said in his veto message he felt it could have jeopardized intelligence and diplomatic secrets. The bill would have given federal courts the right to judge what information should be kept secret. The president said there might have been cases where a federal judge might not be fully versed in certain intelligence or military matters and could in effect overrule a determination by the Secretary of Defense. President Ford on Friday is expected to sign a new compromise bill on military aid to Turkey. The bill would allow the aid to continue to December 10th as long as no American military hardware goes to Cyprus. I'll have more news in a moment.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Exactly right. When sinus flares up with congestion and pain, insist on sign-off tablets. Sign-off delivers a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off helps sinus pain while you drain. Use only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
Oh, boy. Do I have a headache. Why do they have to make these caps so hard to open?
For a very good reason. Children open things that they shouldn't. That's why we have safety packaging. For the life of your child, you can live with a little inconvenience. For further information, write the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, Washington, D.C., 20207. Congressman Wilbur Mills of Arkansas on Thursday night made his first public speech since that now famous run-in recently with the Washington Park police. The police said Mills and others in his car appeared drunk when the car was stopped and a woman occupant wound up in the tidal basin. In Little Rock last night, campaigning, Mills offered an apology to the people of his district.
I apologize to you, my friends, for the embarrassment that I have caused you. I hope it's nothing compared to the embarrassment that I've caused myself and my family. There is no difference between us. After you've been married as long as we have, you get so used to one person that no one else can come between you. So I apologize to you for what took place.
Mills made his speech to the Little Rock Junior Chamber of Commerce. The World Series ended last night in Oakland, California. Joe Angel reports.
An amazing performance by the Oakland A's. They won their third consecutive World Series title with a 3-2 victory in game number 5 over the Los Angeles Dodgers. The A's becoming the first team since the 1951 Yankees to win 3 straight Major League Baseball championships and winning this one 4-1. Oakland jumped on Dodgers starter Don Sutton for single runs in the first and second innings. One of them on a home run by Ray Fosse in the second inning. The Dodgers came back to tie it in the sixth inning with a couple of runs of their own. It stayed tied at 2-2 until the bottom of the seventh inning when Joe Rudy connected off Mike Marshall for a no-doubt-about-it home run that proved to be the winning blow. John Blue Moon Odom, the winning pitcher for the A's, despite having thrown only a third of an inning. Mike Marshall, the loser for the Dodgers. The final line score, the A's 3 runs on 6 hits and 1 error. The Dodgers 2 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. The A's win their third consecutive World Series title. This is Joe Angel reporting for CBS Radio Sports at the Oakland Coliseum.
In Washington Thursday night, the Selective Service announced that conscientious objectors who are now serving satisfactorily in alternate work assignments will be released from their obligations as of November 22nd. Now this.
How many things can your family do together? Go to a movie? Go to a circus? Go on a picnic? Go on a vacation? Face it, in today's America, family fun is hard to come by. And with busy schedules, just getting the family together is not an easy thing to do. How would you like to have a little family fun every week? How would you like to learn together? How would you like to grow together? And how would you like to help your son get an edge on growing up? Cub Scouting is helping families like yours be a family. It's your help to ours. Today's Cub Scout program is just as much for families as it is for boys. So when your son wants to join a Cub Scout pack, remember to take along the whole family That's what Cub Scouting is all about. For the Cub Scout pack nearest you, call the Boy Scouts of America. They're in the white pages of your phone book.
HEW Secretary Casper Weinberger says his agency has saved the taxpayers about $71 million in the last 6 months by reducing such errors as overpayments and payments to ineligible welfare recipients. Weinberger says measures he is taking could result in a total savings of $88.5 million by the end of this year. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
The FBI has launched a major investigative effort to find persons responsible for a series of blasts that have caused considerable damage to 9 Bonneville Power Administration transmission towers in Oregon during the past month. The latest blasts on Wednesday evening brought down 3 of the giant towers, setting off 4 small fires as high power lines fell. Earlier, blasts damaged but did not cause the towers near the Dalles and northeast of Mopin to collapse. The other blasts were discovered October 4th, but no word on the incident was announced until the last blasts. A farmer reported to authorities hearing an explosion on September 27th. Damage to the Mopin area towers was set at $4,000. There's no estimate on the latest damage discovered. The FBI says apparently all of the blasts were caused by dynamite. The FBI also says there's no known connection between the blasts and damage done in June to 4 BPA towers that totaled $100,000. At that time, vandals sawed, unbolted, or cut guy wires at the towers, but there was no disruption of power. While officials of the Oregon Cattlemen's Association want to meet for 15 minutes 2 weeks from today with President Ford when the chief executive visits Portland. Cattlemen's Executive Vice President Don Austin so says there are some suggestions they may have for President Ford.
Some of these things include beef imports coming into the country. It has to do with the purchasing of additional beef for our armed services and the school lunch program at a time right now, which would be of help to us. And we've got some other ideas which we think are positive and constructive, which I think the president would be amenable to.
Well, now, how did you make the request? Did you send a letter to the White House staff?
The president of the Oregon Cattlemen, Mr. Davis, sent a letter yesterday direct to President Ford, and I'm sure it'll be intercepted 4 or 5 times before it gets there. We've also asked help from the Oregon Republican Congressional delegation from Mr. Hatfield, Mr. Packwood, and from John Dellenbach and Mr. Wyatt.
Austin so predicts a food crisis if the president doesn't take positive immediate steps to stop what Austin so calls the collapse of the beef industry as we know it today. A $1,489,130 contract has been awarded to a Portland firm for construction and installation of a wastewater collection and treatment facility at Bonneville Dam. The sanitary facilities on the Oregon shore of the Columbia River will be constructed by Okpokenhagen Incorporated. The Consumer Power League has called on Public Utility Commissioner Richard Sabin to enter into the campaign in Portland regarding public purchase of Pacific Power and Light facilities by the city for operation by the city. The league charges that PP&L and Portland General Electric are using funds which they secured from the ratepayers to oppose that proposal. And a Portland firm has a Corps of Engineers contract for delivery and installation of pumping equipment for Washington County Consolidated Diking District No. 1. The bid was $176,669. The weather for the Portland metropolitan area, hazy sunshine today and Saturday after brief morning fog. High temperatures will be in the mid-70s today and the low 70s on Saturday. Winds becoming northerly, 8 to 12 miles per hour this afternoon. Chance of measurable rain near zero through tonight. Currently, the downtown Portland temperature is 61 degrees. That's KOIN AM/FM News at 1209. This is Alan Archer.